We are still doing a draft show because somebody will put on a Heat hat tonight. That's going to happen. So, go ahead.
Save that picture.
Save that picture, yeah. It's a collectible, whoever it may be. But number 13 getting selected today. We will be there today at 7 o'clock. 7 to 9, we will do our coverage on WQAM. Myself, Solana, we'll have some guests stop by. I believe Slam Dunk champion Keshad Johnson is scheduled to join us. The man with the golden arm, Wayne Ellington, is scheduled to join us. And hopefully, if you guys aren't there to celebrate a draft pick, we could celebrate that draft pick going to Milwaukee for Giannis. Officially in 2 weeks.
Officially. The 6th. July 6th.
Yeah, officially. Officially. Let's get to our headlines. Those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Precito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. As World Cup yesterday, what can you say about this, Messi? Can I give a shout out to our boy Martin?
Yeah.
This is what he told me yesterday. Swear to God, this is what he sent me. Because I was nervous. And he goes, Giannis to Miami is going to break, but only after Messi scores today. Now, mind you, he is a Heat fan, and he loves Messi more than anybody because he's from Argentina.
Yes.
But
yes.
Nonetheless, he called it.
Yep.
This Messi's ridiculous.
He could have had 3 goals again. He missed the easiest one.
I really am like, okay, so, Dan, is he taking on bums right now in the World Cup? Like, is this a lower-level World Cup, or am I supposed to be in awe?
There are no bums in the World Cup.
This feels crazy to me, what he's doing.
I mean, yesterday was star. Talk about star pack. You know, we got Brady Kachuk, and we got Giannis Antetokounmpo, but yesterday the stars showed up at the World Cup. You get a brace for Messi, you get a brace for Mbappe, and you get a brace for Erling Haaland with Norway.
Ah.
The Viking.
Dude, those the fans yesterday at that Marlins game,
ooh.
The only thing I was hoping for, if Marcy could have come through with the bases loaded, I was like, dude, I think they would have gone bananas. Who knows, the beer would have been flying. You know, look, first loss for the Marlins at home in a while. They've had an unbelievable month. They got Sandy on the hill today. But that had to be cool. The crowd's been awesome this week. I think they've gone 20-plus, I think, the last 4 games. For
well,
attendance.
Well, I mean, does
well, at Flanny Fest.
Listen.
Flanny Fest is going to draw.
Yeah.
Flanny Fest is going to draw.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking the Tartan Army.
Tartan Army, dude. I wonder if they're going to think anybody. Do you think that's like when they wake up, they're like, there's going to be somebody passed out?
Wait. There. You assume that they went to sleep.
Right.
I'm telling you, when we were in Vegas, all of the hooligans there.
Okay. They're not hooligans, though.
Hmm?
Oh, we had hooligans. We had guys.
Right. We did Ireland.
Statues.
We had Ireland.
The Tartan Army is not hooligans, though.
Right.
I was in South Beach this weekend. If you follow my social media, and I was hanging out with the Uruguayan and the Tartan Army, and those guys are the nicest people in the world, the Scottish people. They are so nice. But I will say this. The guys were staying around Young Circle in Hollywood. I go, ooh, go to Octopus Garden. It's a cool dive bar. Guy goes, proper bar. I had a beer there at 9 a.m. today. I said, oh.
Yeah, that's right up your alley there, Dan.
I was like, wait, why didn't I get a call?
Hey, that's not my home. People.
I was listening yesterday. Steven Strom had gotten them to do a chant for Kyle Stowers. I don't know if this is it. I'm going to see if this is what they were doing, but they were chanting for Kyle Stowers yesterday. They had like their own chant for him.
Really?
I mean, incredible.
Like, just
super Kyle Stowers. How do you not love that? Like, that would be my ringtone if I was Kyle Stowers now.
Super Kyle Stowers.
He was explaining this is like some chant that they do for their regular games. But
did they like, so when they went to a was a Boston game they went to?
Yes.
Did they do something like that there?
Don't know.
Because I would imagine.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine so. They're just here to have a party.
They're here to march, drink,
yep,
and win football games.
Did they win tomorrow? Brazil?
Well, they play Brazil tomorrow.
Yeah. They think they beat them? Like,
no.
No. No shot.
But I mean, Brazil's not as good as people are giving them credit for.
So,
no.
Dan, I was trying to ask these two knuckleheads this yesterday.
Yep.
There's a lot of teams in the World Cup that we assume, just because of the country, that are going to be good, that aren't this year. And there's a a couple of teams, but we have it every year, of teams that, you know, we think will be okay and are playing really well. Like, you had the Croatia thing a couple of World Cups ago. Like, so a lot of these teams, like, when you say Brazil, oh, you know, like, for
a legacy team.
For a novice like me, I'm thinking, oh, they're going to have a good, you know, soccer team. But it's like when you see these results, are we just getting taken by the fact that they're from these dominant countries, but they aren't necessarily that dominant this year?
A little bit of that. Also, it's a whole lot of matchups. You saw what like Cabo Verde was able to do to Spain. There's nobody that should even outside of France and Argentina and Germany maybe be in the same league as Spain, but it was a bad matchup because Cabo Verde played defense. They parked the bus. They sat back. They played for a tie. Sometimes you get a weird matchup that causes you problems, but some of the teams are down that have been in the past. And also, it's group stage. This isn't knockout stage yet. So
Right. They're
more likely to try some things, and you're more likely to try a few more things. And, you know, you have a little more leeway because if you tie or you lose, you could still win the other two games. So it's a little bit of strategy that's going into all of it.
Right.
But, yes, some of the teams that are traditionally superpowers are just powerful this year.
Do you sit, like, so for the U.S., who's already moved on to the knockout stage, do you sit stars?
Everybody.
Pulisic, you don't even play.
No way Pulisic plays. Right. You're going to have to sit Balogun because he's on a yellow card. You're also going to have to sit Chris Richards because he's on a yellow card. You don't want him getting suspended for the
knockout. Yellow card goes away if you miss a game, right?
It will reset in the knockout round.
Okay.
But this is the cool thing. You're going to see a lot of the guys that don't see a lot of playing time for the U.S., which is good because, you know, that's what in college football, that's how you get better is you get, you know, some game time for your not starters. So you're going to see a lot. But I'm not even worried about the result Thursday night. I'm more just worried about how the USA plays and just
knockout,
kind of enjoy
right.
the game. Right. I'm so happy it's a meaningless game. I never thought I'd say
it's
that
crazy.
About the United States.
Yeah, I know. It's like to get the start that they had. And, I mean, just fast starts on these games, too.
Yep.
I mean, you had to deal with the theatrics and the thuggery of Australia in the second half, where they were just trying to goad everybody. But it's been awesome. I mean, the whole tournament's been a vibe so far. Here's your lineup for today at 1 o'clock on Fox, and that is from Houston, Portugal, and Uzbekistan. Portugal's a -700 favorite today.
Woo!
4 o'clock today. This game's from Foxborough. You got England and Ghana. At 7 o'clock tonight from Toronto, Panama, and Croatia. And then the night game from Guadalajara, Mexico, is Colombia and the Congo. So that is your lineup here today in the World Cup. Marlins, that's a 6:40 first pitch tonight. 6 o'clock, Steven Strom will get you going with the Marlins on deck. Jack McMullen and AJ Ramos will have your call tonight from Lone Depot Park with Sandman on the hill. Marlins remain a game above 500. They are 40-39. And, of course, Skip Schumacher in town, the former Marlins skipper. So you got that. Brady Tkachuk has just been introduced as a Florida Panther. This is the quote from Bill Zito. I'm reading this off Twitter from Alex Baumgartner. Covers the Panthers. He said, when asked if the doors close regarding Sergei Bobrovsky, and he said, quote, until doors close, you never know. There are no doors closed here ever. All right. I have a wee bit of hope. We'll see. And Brady Tkachuk introduced. His dad got in the Hall of Fame yesterday. Big day for the Tkachuks.
Yep.
As far as the Heat are concerned, we obviously are celebrating them trading for Giannis. There is some fodder out there as far as moves are concerned from Mark Stein. He says that it has been suggested Miami could look to move Nikola Jovic to acquire some shooting to help space the floor for Antetokounmpo and Bam Adebayo. Look, I'm not here to tell you that Heat aren't going to try and move Jovic, especially the temperamentalness between him and Spo at the end of last year. Not great. I mean, Nico did not handle that awesome. Spo said he's got to have to stop having a victim mentality. That's not great.
Is it time for, like, don't take this the wrong way. Is it time for Spo to try to make these things work instead of just shrugging them off? Like, times have changed. Like, you got to work with people and these relationships and stuff like that.
I understand what you're saying. I will say from his standpoint, like, I think the one thing I would say with Nico, if there's any hope of him turning it around, is with Jaime gone and Casper is gone, I do think being able to kind of run an up-tempo offense off the bench and get some time with the ball in his hands, especially if Giannis is resting or something like that, I think there could be windows and pockets like that. But the big issue with trading him and is his contract. I just don't know who's signing up unless you're attaching something in the Heat of basically sending, unless you're trading Nico and Pella, so somebody picks up Pella. I just don't know who's trading for that contract. I would be a little surprised. It's not like a.
We were saying that about Tyler, though.
Yeah, but Tyler has 1 year left on his deal.
Right. But
he's just starting his extension.
For the last 2 years, he's been.
I would be surprised that. I think he's got to play his way back into some value. I'd be kind of surprised if they were able to find a landing spot for him. I don't know where they are. I know the Heat have three of their next four picks, but I don't know where they are as far as like what's eligible to be traded. I'd have to look into that. They do have swaps, I assume. But, I mean, look, if Wiggins just opts in, they have a big chunk salary. If they are able to combine Davion and Nico, that's like $30 million. But then you're kind of left without no backcourt. So it's a conundrum. I don't really think I guess nothing could surprise you with this team because I think the Heat are going to go all in, obviously, to give Giannis the best win now roster. And I don't know if Eric Spoelstra's got the trust in Nico, especially now with Bobby Portis here. So, but that contract by itself is going to be a doozy to move. I don't love the chances of that. So we'll see. Unless Joker goes to Denver and is like, hey, let's trade for my little brate or something like that. But we'll have to see. You know, maybe like a Cam Thomas for Nico trade. Could there be something there? I'm kind of just spitballing. But I don't think it's going to be easy to move him. Miami Heat obviously celebrating today. The Miami Heat acquired Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. Tyler Hero on his Finstagram.
Said bye.
He posted on his secondary social media account a picture of him and Jimmy Butler. And the caption was a time was had. And you see him there as a rookie with the bubble. And he is holding the Eastern Conference Championship trophy with Jimmy Butler. And that's his caption. A time was had. His long run with the Miami Heat is over. He finishes the sixth all-time leading Heat scorer. He was trying to chase down LeBron.
I mean, he would have got there if he'd just played.
Yeah.
And simple then, as that.
Second leading 3-point shooter next to Duncan Robinson, who might be back. He could be back. Maybe a little Norman Powell signing trade ski. But I don't know what the rules are with that exception thing. I do have to look into that. And then
you lose your exception if you.
He posted a picture of himself in his Wisconsin jersey going back home if they keep him. But it sounds like they're going to keep him.
I mean, look, that's a good starting point, believe it or not. Draft picks and all those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was it's exactly what you would want, I would think. Like, you're never going to get somebody that's going to be like, oh, but maybe Kalilware turns into something.
Right.
You know? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe he does.
We absolutely think that he's going to be something.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think he's going to be a fun player. I was talking to we did that Hard Rock podcast after we got done with UD. Dude, UD's like this kid's ridiculous. The things that we see him do in practice, like really, like he did leave the window open. He goes, I'm going to root for him whether he's here or anywhere else. I was like, oh, but he couldn't say anything. He's a vice president. Julio says Fontecchio at the minimum, way better than Robinson at $16 million a year.
I don't think you realize how good a shooter that man was or is.
Fontecchio. Yeah, Fontecchio, they really seemed to dig him last year. I mean, Spo played him and Bam together more than Ware and Bam. So I wouldn't be surprised if Fontecchio's back. I think, but maybe somebody, listen, maybe somebody gives Fontecchio an exception. I don't know if they can get him just for the minimum. I think he made, what, 8 last year? So I don't know if he's a minimum player yet, but maybe he liked it here enough that he'd sign along. But can't just track that up. Some people are saying, and this is an interesting one, I don't know how I feel about this. How would you take Bradley Beal?
What?
On the cheapskies.
No!
Why not?
No, you could give me Bradley Beal for free.
What?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
You wouldn't take him for freeskies?
No.
Not for the cheapskies, not for the freeskies.
No. He never plays.
That's true.
What role is he going to play?
I don't know.
The Tyler role? We already got one.
Wow. Bushy says, you wouldn't take him for free? Not for free, dude. That's what he said. I think he was pretty clear about it. Who else wouldn't you take for free in the league? Trae Young. You wouldn't take for free?
I wouldn't take for free.
What about... Man, who else?
Kawhi.
You wouldn't take Kawhi for free?
No.
What?
The problem that plagues... that has plagued the Miami Heat is the injuries. I'm not signing up for that. I want a season of health. I think a season of health puts this team in a better position than having all these players saying, I hope they could play 40, 50 games.
I got you.
So, no, not worth it.
Man. I mean, it has to really not be worth it. What about AD? Well, not on this team anymore.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Trying to think of some other names. Jennifer, you could throw any names at him that he wouldn't take for free?
Well, the chat is saying Jimmy Butler.
No.
Lonzo Ball.
Oh, that, yeah. No. Well, the Jimmy Butler thing is not a player thing, though. That's a petty thing.
Yeah.
I know.
You wouldn't take him back
Embiid?
Next year, though?
Hmm? Embiid?
No!
Jeez.
No, big tree fall hard.
He does get hurt a lot. Shams Charania, by the way, was on McAfee, and he's also adding to he does not believe Norman Powell is going to be back with the Miami Heat, and that the Heat aren't even expecting him to be back.
I could understand it. He's earned, like, see, here's the problem. At his age, versus other guys at his age, he's in a different place. He's never gotten a big contract. So him saying, I'm going to go for cheap is a little bit unfair.
I still
think that he should.
I don't think they're going to lose him for nothing, though. I think they could be probably part of a sign and trade with it.
Okay.
Because there's not a lot of cap space teams out there. I mean, maybe there's somebody with an exception. I don't know if that works with an exception. I don't think you can. Yeah, because there's a trade exception, so I don't think you can just sign in. I think they could still get in the game for him for something. They probably won't have him back, but they could probably get something back for him. Ben Simmons?
Tyrese Maxey?
What?
I don't know.
Tyrese
Maxey? Are we talking about hurting players? Anybody in the league would take Tyrese
Maxey. Kyle Kuzma?
No!
Gabe Vincent? Caleb Martin?
He might be back, Gabe Vincent.
Kendrick Nunn.
See, he just got into a fight in Greece.
He did.
I think he was near Giannis for that. A frequenter of the Greek league.
No.
Kevin Love?
Who?
Kevin Love's still doing it, huh? Like,
he's still playing?
He's just making memes and still showing up and like still getting checks. Apparently, he's going back to the Lakers if LeBron goes back to the Lakers.
I think what's amazing about Kevin Love is I don't think anybody has a negative thing to say about him.
Well, I did when he played for the Cavs, but that was just me being, you know, a jerk.
No, I'm like, yeah.
Klay Thompson.
You're just being petty. Absolutely not. Klay Thompson. Absolutely not.
I'm reading that Bill Zito opened up today. He said, we're here to talk about Giannis. He's funny.
Please bring back Bob. Like,
that man has made some moves. You want to talk about moves?
Oh, he's a mover.
Max Schreck.
Can you think of a stretch where Pat Riley's had moves like this? I can't. Like the last 4 years,
the volume of moves, I would say no. I mean, the Heat, I don't think they've used their last 7 first round picks.
Right.
You know? So no, this is the crazy volume of moves is a lot.
Right.
Unbelievable. All right. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. I'll go first. It's, of course, going to go to Lil Willie, Bill Simmons, who sat up there crowing about, I think that Jaylen Brown is enough to get it done when we get Giannis, and we're not going to give him all the pieces. Well, looky-loo now, dude. You got no Giannis, and you might not have no Jaylen Brown either. Because he may say, oh, you guys didn't want me here? Ready to hightail it out of here. Which would be nice. It would be nice every once in a while for something to blow up in the Celtics' face. And it appears, Leroy, they may have bit off more than they can chew. Because not only did they not get the Greek Freak, but they have upset their Finals MVP because they could never, ever part with their sweet golden child, Jason Tatum. So it might be just Tatum and Pritchett by the time this thing is all said and done. So the damage is done, my friend.
Well done by you
trying to drum up a market. And maybe the Heat gave up a little bit more than they wanted to. But at least they don't have anybody disgruntled. Enjoy that, Lil Willie. What damage is done for you, Leroy?
Here's the deal. It's along the same lines. Because how to ruin a perennial contender in a matter of 2 weeks. Because now you got to get rid of Jaylen Brown. Who are you going to trade him for? There's nothing else. What out there is better than Jaylen Brown?
Don't know.
You did that because some of your people who just all of a sudden said, if I'm making a trade, I'd take the Jaylen Brown trade over that.
Greedy.
Right? So, way to ruin a franchise by taking your, like you said, MVP, the one who won you the championship.
Yep.
And making him even more disgruntled than he already was.
Man.
Because after all the stuff he did this past year, nobody thought you were – everybody thought you were going to be a lottery pick. What were you, second or third in the
Second in the East.
Second in the East. Because of one guy. Almost – he had MVP votes. And – you ruined it by being phonies, by going, oh, our baby's back. Jason Tatum's back. Right. So, yeah.
Damage is done.
Like, it's the damage is done. It's like,
damage is done.
People can't leave well enough alone. They got a good team.
That's what you say.
You can't leave well enough alone. And before you make comments, sometimes you ought to say, hey, we might not ought to say nothing. Because there aren't better options out there. Mm-hmm. We ought to try to keep both of these guys happy.
Tough one. Tough one. Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
I hate to be this person to bring this up, but the amount of drama going on Love Island right now.
Oh.
I caused some more. Let me tell you, the internet is a wild place. And
what
they
is,
will find out absolutely everything about you.
What are you referring? You're referring to the participant they want canceled?
Well, minus her. I mean, yeah, like there's a bunch of new people now who, when the guys went into Casa Amor, literally they forgot about all the women in the regular.
Of course they did.
And then no, but after they went and they did their big one, then we have Bryce and Sincere saying, "Oh man, you know I kind of miss my girl." After you did everything you just did?
Sure.
No, after you do some dirt? That's like you go to a club with all the hotties, and then on the way home, you're like, oh, I really miss my girl.
And he's out here crying? Like, please.
Who's crying?
Break Bryce.
Crying?
Bryce is crying. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Did he cry before, or did he cry after he did the dirt?
After he did the dirt.
Fake tears.
Mm-hmm. Crocodile tears.
Damage is done, my friend.
Well, they're not gonna. They won't be crying when they do Casa versus Villa, the horny race. So trust me, sure. There's nobody who's.
What's
gonna,
the horny race?
It's a tradition unlike any other. It's like the Masters of Love Island, where they have to have a race. They have to do a text, and they'll be like, "Make out with the islander you fancy the most," and then they have to make out, and then it's like best sex position, and then they do it with the islander you want to speak to, and then they got a race, and whoever does it faster, they get a point. And so they do, and they all find out through text whether they won the race.
Also, one of the bombshells that went into the regular villa with the girls wasn't the Miami Dolphins.
Really?
Crazy enough. Tino Ellis? He was a cornerback.
He was?
2020, really? 2021.
That's why he's on Love Island right now. Because
his name was who?
Tino
Practice
Ellis.
Squad.
Tino Ellis?
Yep.
That doesn't sound like a real name.
Okay.
How far in the Dolphins did he make it? Was he like a
practice squad guy, or
was he like an OTA's invitee? I don't recall that name.
I don't recall it either, but
I know.
Like I
dude,
said, the internet is.
Can
unmatched.
I just tell
they
you?
They found it.
That drives me crazy. That really does. Like, oh, I played. Really? For who?
He was in the practice squad. Yeah.
Did he even wear a uniform, or did he wear a jersey? The shirt.
Ellis signed with the Dolphins in October of 2020. On August 2021, he was waived by the Dolphins, re-signed to the practice squad the next day, and then he was waived on September 2nd. So he was, I guess, on the practice squad for a season, but he was waived in 6 days in 2021.
Then what a
he went
great
to,
run!
Then he went to play for something called the Michigan Panthers.
Oh, that's
USFL.
Yeah.
Then he went back to the Dolphins, where he was waived on injured reserve. He lasted 8 days on the team.
So, yeah, you had...
Like, he also lasted less than one night on Love Island, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't even get picked, right? Like, yeah. He wasn't even one of the guys. Because no. they just brought in, like, 12 people, and then they picked 6 guys to stay at the villa. So
who picked? The women?
Who did pick? I was kind of going through rumors. I kind of half-watched last night. Who ended up picking? Was it the girls who ended up picking, or did Ariana pick?
The girls picked.
Okay, so there you go. Dan Day, what damage has done for you, dude?
Oh, man. Tito Ellis? Come on, man.
You don't remember? You remember him?
No.
He mentioned it like, oh, yeah, I was there.
Guys, we were the flagship station. No, I'm joking. Was I correct in thinking you were telling me the other day Love Island's on 5 nights a week?
It is on 5 nights a week.
What a commitment.
You think so, but man, I love it. I'm missing it tonight because I'm doing the draft show, and I'm you know, you only get Wednesday and Saturdays off, but you know, you can catch a certain night like tonight. Like there's no recouplings or anything like that tonight. Like they'll be doing something, then they'll probably have to do that the next time. Oh, you know what? They actually might couple up tonight. I don't know, because the whole thing is they're gonna do this throughout the week. Dan Day, the big thing with Casamore is, are they going to go on Sunday? Are they going to return to the villa single or with a new couple? That's the big thing that we're building up to this week.
And so my question is, why are we, like, it doesn't do you any favors to hitch up to somebody too soon.
Right.
Because you're going to only end up disappointing. Hmm. Right, and being hated and being kicked off the island. So
usually, there's been some couples that have last. They've gone the distance. It's not never happened.
Oh, listen, I've seen bits and parts of this. Mm-hmm. There ain't nobody worthy. No,
that's not true. There's people that are still there.
No, there's people that are still there. But I'm saying, like, they ain't gonna hitch up with nobody. They saying it, but
well, no, I'm saying like in Love Island history, like there's still people that are still together.
Oh, okay.
So what damage has done for you, Dan?
Hate to say it, but Kansas guard Darren Peterson. Tonight, the NBA draft starts at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If you ask me who's the best player in the draft, I would say it's Darren Peterson. He is a human highlight film when he plays. The only problem is he's had some health issues, let's just put it that way. And he's gone on to say that, well, the reason I've cramped and had to leave games is because of creatine.
I remember that.
Well, I think now it's too late, Darren Peterson. The
damage is done.
Is done. Unfortunately, you'll probably not be the first overall pick. You'll probably go second or third, nonetheless. Kind of walked yourself out of being the first overall pick with whatever health issues it might have been, whether it be creatine related or not.
Yeah, and then you think about it because – I mean, Utah would have loved to Banza because they basically raised him from a high school kid. So they would have loved to have that if it wasn't so weird with Peterson. People have said, like, Peterson wasn't the version of himself in college that he was in high school, where he looked like, you know, can't miss. I mean, he's still going number two, probably. You know, no one's thinking that he, even with all the drama with the Utah Jazz where he, like, didn't work out with them, he didn't meet with them, he's going number two, but I don't know. Well, there is a wrinkle, too, because...
Wait, just for cramping, or he was...
Well, they're worried that his heart also had some issues. And I'm not talking about health issues. I'm talking about maybe he wasn't 100% invested into some of the games.
Yeah, like he was trying to play not to get hurt this year. You know, because you...
It's... You know what? I would say this about, like, kids and athletes. It's not, like... It's human nature, right? But I would say if you think that's an issue, it's not an issue because he tried to do that. It's an issue because he's not out there to compete, right? Because no matter how you feel about any situation you're in, whether you're banged up, whether you're worried about future contracts, whether you're worried about your situation – once you get on the court, if you're a competitor, you forget. The fact that he couldn't forget and he still played that way means that is he really into it? And so that's the question I would have. I understand all the other stuff, right? But if he's able to overlook his competitiveness and go to a situation where he's thinking about all that other stuff – that would scare me more than anything because you're thinking, okay, what happens when his contract's up, right? He's going to be one of those players that, oh, I'm out or I got a sore. Like, yeah, we've seen those guys. It's annoying. So, yeah.
I saw him run circles for one half around A.J. DeBanza
right.
in a game.
Yeah.
And then he said he didn't feel good. Oh, he said he had like an ankle issue and didn't play the rest of the game.
Very weird.
And once again, you can't ever judge anybody how they're injured, but you look at Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's playing with like finger ligaments hanging off, and these guys are going to play no matter what. It's a different age. I get it, but it was a little strange when I watched that game.
Yeah, and you think about like some of the guys who've had like these weird how they go about their college season, like Markelle Fultz or
right, just like
Ben Simmons. Like,
look how works out for him.
Yeah, you can never, it's hard to always ignore the talent. Someone's gonna buy into it, but the red flags are there for a reason.
Here's the thing, when you talk about the kind of person somebody is, when you talk about their habits, when you talk about all these things, I'm willing to bet you if you find a guy who's super super ultra competitive, all the other stuff works out, right? Like, if you don't keep – I give you a perfect example. Charles Barkley was not considered one of the most in-shape basketball players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But you put him on the basketball court, and the one thing he did was compete, regardless of how he felt or what he looked like. That carries weight.
Yep.
These people have these tremendous bodies or whatever – We can look at what's his name from The Fisherman now?
Ben Simmons.
You can look at Ben Simmons and say, is he really a competitor or he's just been blessed with...
He was blessed with attributes.
Right. But you never really look at him and say, that dude is a competitor. Whereas you look at Kobe, right? From day one, you go, I don't know what kind of basketball player he's going to be, but dude is going to compete.